T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, from the kitchen, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 11:02 on a Tuesday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the coffee machine I'm looking at in my kitchen, Brian Rascona. Brian at 345 Hudson Street, downtown Manhattan, New York City. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for the four-hour schmooze right up until Amy Lawrence coming your way at 3 on your fan. New York City.
Name of the game? Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing about Josh. Whatever he does, it's done seriously. So this is not a Sunday stroll looking for a new car, kicking some tires. If Josh is looking, and it's still early, but if Josh is looking, you can bet that there's a real intent behind it, that if it makes sense after due diligence, that he'll want to close the deal.
Rockets one toward the left field corner, near the wall. It's
money makes the world go around. It makes the world go round.
We know Alex Rodriguez is looking to raise money for a possible bid, but I am told there's also one other serious group, and sometimes it's put out there to try and create a sense of urgency. That is not the case. I'm being told by people I trust that there is another real bidder out there looking at the team.
Swing and a drive, deep to left, down the line, got if it's fair.
Number one rule of Wall Street. Nobody, okay, if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett, nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, least of all stockbrokers.
These are not short-term investments, as you know. Nobody is looking to buy this based off solely what the valuation is right now. We don't even know. Do you go off of last year's numbers and then do a COVID shutdown discount? For now, how long is this going to last? Will baseball teams play?
We don't build anything. So if you got a client who bought stock at 8 and it now sits at 16 and he wants to cash in, liquidate, you don't let him do that. What do? You get another brilliant idea.
My guess is when Josh is doing that back of envelope, back of napkin calculation, he will go on the historical trend of the Mets and not the anomaly that we're going to see this year because of no games, no TV, no fans in seats. And we still don't even have a plan from Major League Baseball as to whether they'll get back on the field.
All right. Are the New York Metropolitans going to be having new ownership? Now, imagine for a moment here. Imagine Pete Alonso. He hits one out of the park for the New York Metropolitans. He rounds the bases. He tears the shirt off the polar bear, grabbed by teammates at home plate, the crowd on its feet, and the Metropolitans win the game in the bottom of the ninth inning, 1-0. Now, up in the owner's box, newly minted owners Josh Harris and David Blitzer, they stand, they applaud, and then after a few moments sit back down in their owner's box chairs and check out the health status of Ben Simmons and wonder what kind of game Joel Embiid might have that night as they, both buried in their phones, getting the latest on two of their premier players in Philadelphia. Now, imagine scenario number two. Pete Alonso, he hits one out for the Metropolitans. He rounds the bases, a polar bear greeted by teammates at home, tears off the shirt, the crowd on its feet at Citi Field. The Metropolitans win the game in the bottom of the ninth inning, 1-0. Up in the owner's box, newly minted owner, Steve Cohen. He stands, he's shouting. He's yelling out. He is screaming pure joy, raising his right arm, clenching his right fist, and punching the air as his home team, his boyhood team, wins a dramatic game that produces an ear-to-ear smile as genuine and real as only a lifelong Metropolitan fan could produce. So, two scenarios. Two different owners as something you thought you would never see or hear about in your lifetime. The Wilpons finally setting Metropolitan fans free of frugality and small-town decision-making. So, two different owners in Scenario 1 and Scenario 2, and no doubt you would take either one of them right now if given the chance, if it meant Jeff and Fred were leasing and selling real estate for the rest of their days. But of the two scenarios, who wouldn't want the hometown, lifelong Metropolitan fan with orange and blue running through his veins, spending some of his billions on the best players money could buy, over two owners spending some of their billions on a budget for the Metropolitans, Philadelphia 76ers, and the New Jersey Devils, two other teams they own. If it isn't a conflict of interest, it's a conflict with an interest in three teams with only so much money to spend on Jeff McNeil, Joel Embiid, or Jack Hughes and Travis Zajac. And the Wilpons and the Harris Blitzer duo do have something in common. They can all pinch pennies. Harris and Blitzer, estimated to be worth about $6.5 billion between the two of them, they decided to slash the pay of Sixer employees when the virus hit. Well, they did pull back doing the about face when Embiid offered to pay the employees the money that the two owners-to-be of the New York Metropolitans weren't going to do. And if this sounds familiar, it certainly does, hearing how very rich men stay rich by not reaching into the pocket to share with those who have change in the front pockets instead of dollars in the back pockets. We begin to think that if Steve Cohen was owner, he would go after the very best, like Mookie Betts. With three teams and embarrassed into paying those who work for him, you get the impression that if given the chance, all bets are off going after somebody like Mookie. Considering the Wilpons wanted the Metropolitans and Steve Cohen's money, it really is no surprise that deal had Steve Cohen wondering if the Wilpons thought he was foolish enough to offer $2.6 billion for a team, with Jeff and Fred retaining their parking spaces and keys to the executive bathroom. Now, more desperate than ever, the Wilpons, up to the heavens above with debt, they are willing to sell the team, SNY and their souls, if they had to a really, let's face it here, a buyer who won't pay what Cohen was willing to pay when the economy had yet to be infected by the virus. The Wilpons won't, of course, lose money when they sell. They just won't make as much. If you read the team will sell for only 20 cents on the dollar, you probably believe pennies fall from heaven. Not that you need to be reminded, but this is New York City. The New York Metropolitans are New York's National League team, the people's team, by the people and for the people. So, the morale of the story, the morale of the monologue, is we would like to see Steve Cohen give the Mets another try, since he's one of us, for the people who call themselves fans of the New York Metropolitans. And you probably know by now that the owners and the players, you have Manfred and Tony Clark meeting tomorrow morning, and we already know that the players will propose, as you heard from Bob, in case you're just joining us, and you heard from Bob at the top of the hour with his update, players are proposing 89 games. Now, last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, it was 114 games. And then, of course, the owners came back after 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005 with 76. And right away, the players said, no way, Jose. And you're more likely to see, of course, 76 trombones in the musical The Music Man than 76 games. However, now the players have come back before tomorrow morning's meeting with 89 games with full prorated share of salary and the expanded playoffs with the 14 teams for this year and next year as well, 2021. And this, of course, as you know now, the 25 games under the last union offer, which, as I allude to, was 114 games a week ago Sunday. Now, the players and the owners do agree on 2 years of expanded playoffs with this season, this year, not next year or the year after, but actually starting the season this year, July 10, and having it conclude with the World Series, of course, October 11, coinciding with the NBA's October 12 postseason Game 7 end. So that you would have with Major League Baseball, the center stage all to itself, because the NBA, if it does go 7 in the finals, that Game 7 would be played on October 12. And, of course, what you would have with Major League Baseball is July 10 to October 11 and getting the postseason beginning a day or two or three right after that. The owners have made it clear they do not want to play they don't want to play at all in the month of November because of the virus possibly making a second time around. So this is what we have with Major League Baseball, and it is not expected to be approved. So that tomorrow morning, once this is going to be proposed by the players, the 89 games with a full prorated share of salary, and with the expanded playoffs is going to be agreed to, but not the games. And so what is going to be, and let's hope they meet Thursday or at least Wednesday afternoon after tomorrow morning. If they don't meet Wednesday afternoon, then maybe can they meet, let's say, Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon? We hope it isn't 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005 before they meet again. We are getting closer to that 80, 81, 82 game schedule. And that was projected a long, long time ago, seemingly like 82 years ago. But the 89 games, no, that isn't going to be accepted. They will leave the table tomorrow morning, only to come back another day when we all hope they finalize the games with the full prorated share of salary, the expanded playoffs, and then we can start the season beginning July 10. We can talk about this with, and will talk about this with, John Harper, the author, the writer, the television personality on SNY, John Harper. He'll join us at 11:40. But before then, you can join us on this Tuesday night with the 1-877-337-6666 number to call on your fan, New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.